A new specialty shop is opening its doors this evening in North St. Louis. From lotion to lip balm, all of its products will be made with locally sourced honey. What might surprise you the most about this store isn't what you can buy there, but who's running it. St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd has more.
This is a story about business, education, and opportunity. But before we get to all of that, let's grab a quick cup of coffee.
Hi, I'm Jessie Mueller, and I own Rise Coffee House in The Grove. And I'm getting ready to make a signature honey latte. So we use about an ounce of honey, about 1 ounce of honey on that.
And the honey that Mueller's using came from a beehive that's sitting in a vacant lot about 3 miles to the north.
Well, hello, my name is Deja Cox. I'm the president of Sweet Sensations.
Deja is a bubbly 15-year-old wearing full beekeeping regalia. And Sweet Sensations is a small youth employment and entrepreneurship program run by Northside Community Housing, Inc. Here are the basics of how it works. Teenagers like Deja harvest the honey and turn it into a whole line of products under the brand name they created, Honey Masters.
We make products such as lotion, lip balm, candles, body butter.
Deja and five other teenagers can work up to 20 hours a week and are paid $10 an hour. They can also kick some of that money into a matched college savings account. The program is focused on African-American youth from the Ville or Greater Ville neighborhoods. So, this is how the conversation goes when Deja tells her friends about her job.
Oh, really? What do you do? I'm a beekeeper. Oh, no. They're shocked. And I'm just like, okay.
Sweet Sensations is in its third year, and it got started with a $35,000 award from the Youth Bridge Social Enterprise and Innovation Competition at Washington University. Youth take classes and get hands-on experience running a business, and tonight they'll cut the ribbon on their new specialty shop at 4067 Lincoln Avenue in North St. Louis. Phil Minden is an avid beekeeper and helped get Sweet Sensations off the ground.
Eventually, our goal is that the whole business will be self-sustaining, that they'll earn enough revenue every year. It'll cover the costs of the program.
And that means growing the Honey Masters brand. In the Sweet Sensations offices just down the road, students are busy making everything from scented lotion to body butter. Entrepreneurship programs like this stress hands-on learning, and some research shows students in these type of programs end up feeling more confident about themselves and their future. At first, 16-year-old LaJaja Elijah wasn't so sure she could sell the products she's making. Now, she says pitching potential customers isn't so hard.
I didn't think I could, but I do it like when we're out selling at markets and I have to go up to someone and talk to them, I do it.
And that skill is going to come in handy. Donations are helping keep Sweet Sensations afloat for now. But the plan is to sell enough honey products for the program to stand on its own financially by 2017. This is where we need to head back to Rise Coffee in the Grove. Jessie Mueller has just finished up making her latte. She used to buy honey for this specialty drink from a chain store. But after meeting with some youth from Sweet Sensations, she has since bought about 100 bottles of their honey.
And it was really cool to watch how confident they were in asking me if we would offer their products at Rise.
Next week, five members of Sweet Sensations will join students from around the nation during a week-long business camp at St. Louis University. And with a new shop opening tonight, they'll go into it with a full head of steam. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.